The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
And so once again, good evening, brothers and sisters.
You can do better than that.
Once again, good evening, brothers and sisters.
That's more like it. Listen, if I don't get to see you on the way out the door, I will take this opportunity to wish all of you a heartfelt, happy, and holy New Year. Right? As we make our way out the separate exits, I'll just cover you all right now. I think there's going to be a lot of people wishing each other a heartfelt Happy New Year this year, right? As we gratefully welcome in the brand new year, and as we bid a heartfelt good riddance to the old one. On that subject of wishing people Happy New Year, though, I ask you to stop and think about it for just a second. You know, we wish each other a Happy New Year, we're going to be doing it up and down the coast. What do those words mean? What does it mean when you wish somebody a Happy New Year? What makes a new year happy? What makes a new year good? By what criteria do you judge it? Is it because your stocks did well? Because you met somebody new? Did you do well in school? Or did you manage to get your bills paid? Or generally stay out of trouble or avoid getting sick? What makes a new year good? By what criteria do you judge it? Let me float an idea your way here this evening. We ought to judge the goodness of a new year the same way God's going to judge the goodness of our lives, namely, by the standard of charity. Our lives are made out of nothing but years. We ought to learn how to judge a year the same way that one day God is going to judge our souls, such that if you can come to the end of a year and look back across 365 days and say to yourself, hey, you know what? I'm kinder than I was when this year began. I'm more gentle than I was when this year began. I'm more patient than I was. I'm more thoughtful than I was. I'm more generous than I was. I'm more joyful than I was. I'm more prayerful than I was. I'm more humble than I was. I'm better able to forgive an enemy now than I was when this year began. In a word, if you can say at the end of the year that I'm more Christ-like, that I'm holier than I was when this year began, if at the end of the year I can say I'm closer to Jesus Christ than I was when this year began, then that has been a very good year. Last January, we all wished each other a Happy New Year, didn't we? Heartfelt Happy New Year. These past 365 days were not what we had in mind. But I want to suggest to you that by that standard, this past year has been very good. Many, many people are closer to God now than they were when this year began. Hadn't been easy, has not been easy, wasn't what any of us ordered. But there's a lot of people who have recognized that all throughout this year, and I mean strewn through every single day like gold lying on the ground, opportunities to leave behind sinfulness and selfishness and make genuine spiritual progress on a daily basis. If hard times come, and as a consequence of those hard times, you become a better friend of Jesus Christ, forever. Would you really want it to have been any other way? Now, by that same standard of judgment, I hope you'll forgive me when I wish all of you a happy new year. Here's hoping this new year that begins tomorrow is going to be the best one ever. Here's hoping and here's praying. That's my prayer for all of you and for myself as well. I mean, we're given a great, great help to bring this about as the new year begins. We're given this great feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. She helps us tremendously to become a better friend of Jesus Christ. Understand this. The Blessed Virgin Mary is not just one more saint. She is not just one more saint. She has a unique role in God's creation, unique and irrepeatable. Everything that she did for Jesus in the course of his earthly life, she does for us spiritually. That's what makes her so important. Blessed Virgin Mary gives life to Jesus. Spiritually speaking, it's through her that God's life comes to us. The teaching of our church, she's the mediatrix of all graces. But you know, the job description of a mother is a heck of a lot bigger than just giving life, isn't it? Mother does a heck of a lot more than just give life. What? She guards and protects. She nourishes and sustains and binds up wounds. All those things. The Blessed Virgin Mary did for Jesus Christ, she does for us in our spiritual lives. That's what makes her so very, very important. I've come to discover that in any life in which the Blessed Virgin Mary is honored, the life of charity flourishes. And in any soul in which the Blessed Virgin Mary is neglected, the life of charity withers. You could say that at this hour in history, we're all living through a terrible, terrible moral sickness. Closeness to the Blessed Virgin Mary is like a spiritual vaccine. I'm telling you, you want to make this new year a good one? Stay very close to her. Stay very, very close to her. One more year comes, one more year goes, and hadn't this been the fastest one ever? Fastest one ever. The only year that's going to be faster than the year that we just completed is the year that's coming up. They just get faster and faster and faster, don't they? And eventually we run out of years. Eventually we run out of years. That's okay, though, because there's a lesson in that. There's a lesson in that. Namely, that here on this earth, we have no lasting home. We are just passing through this earth. We are on our way to a land of promise. And as we make our way through this earth to the land of promise, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she helps us get home. That's why we want to keep her very, very close. Reminds me so very much of something we heard in our first reading from the book of Numbers, which is something that God said to Moses at the time in which the Israelite people were making their way to a land of promise. They were passing through the desert to get there. And I can tell you, there are so many spiritual parallels between the Israelites making their way through the desert and ourselves making our way through this life. You can think about it in so many ways. Here's only one here for you this evening. As they were making their way through the desert, they were weary. They were tired. They wanted to quit. They wanted to give up. And so God gave Moses a gift. He said, invoke my name over the people. When he said invoke my name, he didn't just mean like say God or Lord. He meant the name that he himself had given Moses when he spoke to him in the burning bush. God's own name. A name so sacred and so holy that the Israelite people would not dare to pronounce it. A name so holy that they would only pronounce it once a year, and that was on the feast of Yom Kippur, when the high priest in the temple would say the very words that we heard right here in the book of Numbers. And the people, when they heard it, they would prostrate themselves on the ground, because to hear the name of the Lord pronounced was to be mystically in his presence. That was God's gift to Moses. As they made their way through the desert, as they grew weary, as they lost heart, kind of like we do making our way through this life, God gives us the gift of his presence. And if you remember God's presence, you can get through anything. That's my prayer for you as you make your way through this brand new year. You know, when a new year begins, don't we all project out all of our hopes out onto that new year just like it's a blank canvas, right? Like it's a blank movie screen. And just onto that, we project all these things that we hope the new year is going to be. Can I ask you to make one and one, only one projection out onto this new year? Project out onto this new year the presence of God every single day. He's already present to you. The question is, are you present to Him? Don't put your hope in any earthly institution. There's one thing this past year has taught us. It's that they'll all let you down. Don't project your hope out onto any worldly institution. It's going to collapse faster than a New Year's resolution. Heard kind of a funny definition of a New Year's resolution recently. A New Year's resolution, it's a to-do list for the first week of January. Don't put your trust in any earthly institution. And to that end, I would like to make God's words to Moses my prayer for you as well. Okay. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you His peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All this new year long. And God bless you too.